Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Bengals are here Sunday, so we want to find out a little bit more. It's been an odd start to Zach Taylor's first season based on what happened in the first two games. So to sift through all that, a longtime Bengals radio analyst Dave Lapham joining us right now on our Western Hotline. Dave, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the show.
How are Jeremy? How are you guys doing this morning?
I'm good. I'm confused, though. I'm not sure if I'm impressed with Cincinnati from week one or thinking, well, this shouldn't be that tough based on week two. So who are they?
You're amongst about a million that are trying to figure that out, I think. It is an odd dynamic. I think, you know, there's an old axiom in football that I believed in as a player. You're never as good as a victory. You're never as good as you think you are. You're never as poor as you think you are in a loss. You're probably somewhere in between. So I think they are somewhere in between that. Even as well as they played in Seattle, it was a one-point loss, and there are no moral victories in the NFL, but they played exceptionally sound defensively. And Seattle, though, comes out and just says, here we are. We got brutes in the offensive line. We want to maul you. This is what we do. You could go ahead. If you're better than us, you're going to beat us. And the Bengals almost did. They really got after him defensively. Four quarterback sacks. Seattle couldn't get their running game going. They led the NFL in rushing for a lot of positive stars. They look like San Francisco with Shanahan, who they're not going to line up with boots and say, I'm going to, you know, try to just power you and knock you around. They come up with athletic offensive linemen, and they run motion, double, triple motion, play action pass. With the lineman going to the left, quarterback rolling to the right, a throwback screen behind those five offensive linemen. Just a lot of misdirection, a lot of formation, a lot of motion. And basically, it distracted the eyes of the defense. I think it crossed the eyes because, hell, they were getting the receivers so wide open that, you know, they lost people in coverage for both responsibilities, you know, because of all the activity that was going on pre-snap. And they just, as good as they were in Seattle, they were that dreadful in Cincinnati. They gave up 8.6 yards per snap on 68 snaps. I mean, they almost gave up the first down every time San Francisco snapped the ball.
Let me go to the offense first. And so Zach Taylor, I mean, the big story, Dave, Zach Taylor comes in. He's off the McVay tree. What, ideally, is the Zach Taylor offense supposed to be all about?
Well, first and foremost, it's supposed to have some sort of a modicum of the running game. They're dead last in the NFL, averaging like 29 yards a game, 1.8 a carry. I mean, it's been pitiful, anemic, non-existent. But they're still throwing the ball very well. I mean, their passing attack is amongst the league leaders. Andy Dalton is second in attempts, first in completions, second in yards, you know, tied for 10th in touchdowns. You know, he's putting up numbers. And it's really based on the running game, play action, pass off that running game, play action, screen off that running game. But if the running game's not there, you know, you're going to struggle a little bit. And it's an encouraging sign that they're throwing the ball as well as they are without that running game. So if they can somehow get that running game unlocked a little bit, they could be really good offensively. Because they're cut from that same cloth that Shanahan is doing. I mean, they do a lot of personnel groupings, formation differentials, motion, secondary motion. They're probing for matchups and mismatches and confusing the defense. That's kind of what they tried to do.
I didn't want to forget, speaking of the offense, what's the latest with A.J. Green? Is he practicing? Could he play in this game?
No, I don't think A.J. will be available till, I'm not sure he's going to make the month of September at all. He had a pretty severe injury, had surgery, and he's in the rehab phase. He's working out in the rehab field now, but he's not really doing anything with the team whatsoever during practice.
Okay. In the meantime, has John Ross's first two games been eye-opening?
Yeah, really have been. I mean, Zach Taylor said this guy, his skill set fits this offense. We need somebody that takes the top off of it, and we need that big play guy, the guy that can, you know, push it down the football field and try to chunk people with, and, and he's done that. I mean, he's leading the NFL in yards receiving, averaging like 24 and a half yards a catch, which leads the league. He's got three touchdown catches, most of them from long distance variety. That's tied for the league lead. He's got six catches at 20 yards or more. That's that is leading the league. So he has been, you know, that weapon over the top. And they're excited about getting AJ Green back, because if they have AJ Ross on one side, Ross on one side of the field and AJ on the other, stretching it, they can do a lot of things. You know, intermediate, short stuff in the middle. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do off of having two speed guys on the edges.
That's the one thing. I look at the at least the skill guys, right? Even without A.J. Green, Ross off to the good start, Tyler Boyd, who, of course, will always have a special place in the hearts of Bills fans, Joe Mixon, right. Gio Bernard, and Eifert. Is Eifert healthy? Because I always liked him. I think he's a good weapon, but he could never stay healthy.
That's the key, and they're doing everything they can to keep him healthy. He had a touchdown catch in last week's game. He hadn't been in the end zone in quite a while because of the injuries, so he was excited about that. And they're playing him. They played him about half the plays in week one. They thought that, in hindsight, was a little bit aggressive. I think he was in probably like 35. Probably 30 plays. He might have been close to half again, you know, of the plays against the 49ers. But he's going to be a guy that's involved in red zone, third down, you know, special packages, that sort of thing. The offense, you're right. I mean, quarterback and skill, they can win football games. It's the offensive line. I mean, they're all beaten up. They've got injuries. They can't field an offensive line that's representative of the standard in the league, for sure. That's their biggest problem up front.
You're gonna have to unretire. The defense, Dave. Give us your assessment. It was the worst in the league last year. And you've got two. They have a new defensive coordinator. You've had a couple games to assess it. What do you think they can do well, and where are the weaknesses on the defense at this point?
Well, the defensive line is maybe the deepest position group on the team, and it played that way in Seattle. It did not play that way against the 49ers. That was maybe my biggest disappointment in the game, is how the defensive line didn't get anything done. Four sacks against Seattle. Seattle threw the ball 20 times. Russell Wilson was hit on 9 of them and sacked on 4 of them. So they're getting pretty consistent pressure. I think there were only two passes I can remember where he didn't get pressured. And then they just, against San Francisco, is just a polar opposite. So what they're going to, you know, they can't have that roller coaster ride. You can't have, you know, a very, very strong performance and then fall off the cliff. I mean, the league is full of one-week wonders. Players, coaches, teams, you know, you got to do it week after week after week. And once you set a bar, you have to come close to getting there every week, so the coaches will know what to expect out of you as players. And their secondary, everybody likes their secondary more than I do, really. I mean, sometimes they play well, sometimes they don't. But their biggest weakness defense is linebacker. They're just, you know, they sprung a five-man look on the Seattle Seahawks. They went a couple snaps, five down linemen, six DBs, no linebackers on the field.
Wow.
So that is a weakness, and people have been exploiting that for the last 3 or 4 years, really.
Dave, thanks. It's always nice. You're always good enough to come on the show. Give us your time. Thanks for all the updated information on the Bengals, and enjoy your time in town this weekend.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Look forward to it. Love Buffalo, man. The fans are great. It's like a college atmosphere. I really enjoy going to Buffalo.
Well, have fun. Appreciate you coming on with us.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.